Hello and welcome to Deepen Your Yoga Practice. I'm Lauren LeDuc, the owner, founder, and head teacher trainer at True Love Yoga in Kansas City, Missouri. And this is a special episode because I'm launching a project that is near and dear to my heart. I'm nervous and excited to offer, which is our advanced 300-hour yoga teacher training. So it is now open for applications, and I'm so excited to welcome you in. Yoga teachers, with your 200-hour certification, this episode is for you. I'm feeling this as an opportunity personally to level up as I'm offering you the same. And leveling up is kind of scary, right? Because we get comfortable where we are. But growth doesn't really happen in our comfort zone, right? We got to get out of it. So this is me doing that. And maybe that will encourage and inspire you to do the same. So in this episode, I'll talk about what a 300-hour yoga teacher training program is, who it's for, why it matters. So why 300 hours when you already have your 200-hour YTT? The 300-hour is really the next step in a yoga journey. It is perfectly fine to do a 200-hour training and to go on and teach from there for the rest of your life because swadhyaya exists, right? Self-study. We can continue learning, studying, going to workshops or trainings on our own. But some of us feel this call to go deeper, to dive really deep within a communal space with a teacher that we respect in a systemized way. So instead of piecemealing a bunch of information together, we have this holistic, well-rounded training to go a lot deeper into our knowledge as well as wider. So for me, I felt that call when my students started asking me to lead a yoga teacher training. I wanted to go ahead and do my 300 hours so I would feel at more of a level of expertise. And I was thirsty just to learn and get back to my own practice and myself. I was teaching a lot. I had started my business and I really felt the need to dive back in to training because I know how nourishing and transformative my 200-hour was and subsequently assisting training and then taking more weekend trainings, etc. So I was like, okay, let's do this. I'm so glad I did. So a 300-hour yoga teacher training builds upon a foundational 200-hour yoga teacher training. So 200 hours should really prep someone to be able to teach a great yoga class and give them an introduction into the philosophy of yoga, into anatomy, into alignment, business, all of these different aspects of yoga teaching. It gives them a chance to practice teach, to form community, and to really come out of it with this deep level of personal transformation. A 300-hour training is not for beginners. It's not a foundational training. We go into it with the assumption that you already have that nice, strong foundation. So it builds upon that. And it's for teachers and people who've had 200-hour training and who are serious practitioners, whether or not they're teaching, who want to evolve to the next level. So we go from teaching poses and teaching classes to really stepping into a space of leadership, of transformation, of mentoring, perhaps, of really being like a senior teacher. So again, this training is for 200-hour certified teachers who feel the call to deepen their own practice, their teaching, their community, their business acumen, their expertise. To do our training, you would not have had to go through us for 200 hours, although I'm sure we'll have plenty of grads who join us. So as long as you have had a 200-hour training, you're welcome to join. This training is for those who want to refine their voice, who want to really hone in on their own personal style, and who want to feel confident in a space of leadership. This might be for teachers who are ready to lead retreats, who want to go deep with workshops, who want to build community with a sense of clarity and purpose and self-knowledge. It might be for teachers who feel like there's something missing, or maybe they're plateauing and they're craving more depth, more experience, more mentorship and guidance. And it's for those who want to develop more technical mastery understanding posture, understanding breath, understanding meditation, sequencing, methodology, as well as energetic awareness. So understanding your own energy, honing your own voice, being able to read the room better with your students and to provide a bespoke experience for them, to understand the energy body better, and to feel spirit embodied. There are a lot of wonderful highlights to this curriculum. The curriculum is, not going to lie, full on. There is a lot within it. And it is so, so rich and integrated. So it's not like, okay, here's where you learn your intro to pranayama or intro to meditation, your intro to anatomy. It's all integrated into these lessons. So there's philosophy woven into asana technique, woven into sequencing, woven into trauma awareness and nervous system understanding, etc. So we will talk about advanced asana and hands-on assist. So we'll master some postures that are quite challenging, as well as going into restorative yoga, yin yoga, and yoga nidra. We'll talk about energetic and intuitive teaching. So really getting into the subtle body, into reading the room, into what emotional intelligence it is and how to hone that. We'll find a profound philosophy integration. So we'll use Yoga Sutras and Bhagavad Gita in our own daily lives to embody and understand yoga philosophy and infuse it into so many other aspects of teaching and the practice. We'll also develop sequencing mastery, adaptive sequencing, intuitive sequencing, creative sequencing, going beyond the framework of our 200-hour sequencing for vinyasa yoga, hatha yoga, yin yoga, restorative yoga. We'll talk about retreat and business leadership. So I'll help nurture you from conception to execution of a big project through the training. You'll also receive one-to-one mentoring with me, which is not something I provide in our 200-hour training, but I found it appropriate to do in this particular training because everyone might have different goals and things like that, and I'll be able to work with you one-on-one. I also am a certified coach, so that's an expertise I'm able to inject into this training that will be a little bit different from our 200-hour. We'll do immersion, so live immersions where we really get to the meat of what we're working on that month and work hands-on with each other, as well as hybrid learning. So that means self-paced modules that you'll receive every month, as well as office hours, Zoom calls, and then our live Sunday sessions will also be available online for anyone who cannot join us in person. I also want to highlight the community and legacy aspects of this training. You will become a part of a powerful group of teachers. I'm capping it at 12, and you can encourage each other, connect together, and really form your legacy together. And for many people, this communal aspect is one of their favorite parts of a 200-hour training. And this one, especially since it takes place over a year, will be even deeper, more connected, more professional, because you're all coming into this training as yoga teachers already. And I'm just so excited to see what these relationships do, what they form, what they create. I think this is such a great time to go deeper. It's a weird time in the world. There's a lot of darkness, honestly. There's a lot of good too, right? But I personally feel overwhelmed a lot of times by what's going on in the world. And being able to go back home to yourself and to your practice, into your why, your purpose, can be so nourishing and empowering when things are like they are now. I think, like me, many yoga teachers are craving more depth and direction and confidence. The state of the world and the state of yoga are not unlike each other. So being able to influence the state of yoga in with integrity, with insight, with depth, with wisdom, with dharma or purpose and heart is so important more now than ever and will continue to be over the years. You get to help shape the direction of where yoga is headed. So you might ask yourself, if this is resonating with you, am I ready to step into this next version of myself as a person, as a yoga teacher? And if you are, I'd love for you to start with us. The training starts January 1st, 2026. That's when you'll receive your first lessons. And our applications are open September 15th, 2025. We have early bird pricing running until November 8th, 2025. We have opportunities for payment plans, et cetera. And if you're looking online at our tuition and payment plans and cannot find something that works for you, please reach out to me directly. I love being able to make high quality yoga accessible for people, and that includes you. I'll put a link to apply and with more information about the training dates, et cetera, into the show notes. And just a reminder, this training is limited capacity. Once I've received your application and sent you an approval letter, and you've made your payment, that's when you're in. So I'll only accept first 12 people because I want to keep this potent and rich. And I know a lot of people are really interested from what I've put out there so far, which again, I'm nervous and excited about. So make sure if you want in for 2026 that you lock that in ASAP because I think it's going to fill up fast. So I invite you to reflect on if this is for you and your vision for yourself in the future as a yoga teacher. This is about your legacy, your leadership, living your purpose or dharma. I encourage you to listen to your inner nudge. If your intuition is saying yes, probably like it did to your 200-hour training, maybe it's time to say yes. If your heart's racing and your curiosity is lit up, reach out, apply, ask questions. This is your time to elevate, your time to rise. Again, links are in the show notes for all the info. I'd love to hear from you directly if you have any questions, need anything, need clarification. I'm here for you. I cannot wait to work really deeply with you over the next year and see how you rise. Om Shanti, Om Peace.